Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Governor Murphy is not quite telling New Jerseyans to read his lips, but he is still making the promise, no new taxes in the upcoming fiscal year.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us. Steve, this is not a done deal yet, right?
Right. This still has to go through the legislature in Trenton, but this is about as ironclad of a promise as we've seen since George Bush. Governor Murphy went on Bloomberg TV and said 100% no new taxes. He is holding the line. And in fact, people can expect tax cuts on the way. No real specifics on what that might look like. But he did remind folks about the anchor property tax rebates that are going out. If you think back, Murphy had his fair share of battles around raising taxes on the wealthy. New Jersey's budgets back in 2018, 2019 were down to the wire because Governor Murphy couldn't come to an agreement on those tax increases. Now his arch nemesis in the Senate, Steve Sweeney, is gone. Every lawmaker is up for re-election this fall. So, if you're into reading the tea leaves here, I wouldn't expect anyone to go too far out on a limb as far as these new taxes are concerned.
Another expense for New Jerseyans, NJ Transit fares. Any news there?
There is. Murphy notably did not make this a promise like he did around taxes, but he did say he would like to keep New Jersey Transit fares where they are this year. They've been flat for the last 5 years. Murphy said he wants to keep it that way. NJ Transit, like a lot of other transit agencies, they've had trouble bringing riders back at the same levels as before the pandemic. They're still hovering around 60% of pre-pandemic ridership on weekdays. We've seen a lot of other transit agencies looking at deep fiscal problems. NJ Transit likely has its fair share of that, but Murphy's free to move some money around here. He's done it in the past with other funding sources. He can move some money around, keep the agency whole. He says that is his goal again this year, but again, no promises on that.
The governor has another interesting proposal about companies offering hybrid work. What exactly does he have in mind?
Yeah, this is something to keep an eye on here. Corporate tax incentives have been kind of a touchy subject in New Jersey the past few years. But here we're seeing a new strategy from the governor to try to attract companies that are making those flexible work schedules permanent, a few days a week at home, a few days a week in the office. If those companies are willing to put a satellite office somewhere in New Jersey, then New Jersey would offer them some sort of tax break. The specifics here are still being worked out. But the goal for the state is to get more people paying taxes to New Jersey instead of wherever the main office is located. In many cases, that would be New York City or Philadelphia. Murphy said it is an acknowledgement of the new reality here. For a lot of corporate jobs, 5 days a week in the office is very quickly becoming a thing of the past.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.